This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's very best idea, especially since it's Happy National Best Friends Day. But, oh, and speaking of which, I sort of have told I told Manny the story that last week I'd seen the Red Sox Minneapolis. I'd seen the game starting. And so I just sort of said to Trevor, do you know who won the Minneapolis game? And he said, what do you think I am, Manny? So apparently Trevor is not a sports fan. And I think the Red Sox actually won that game. But it was, what, a four-game series with the Red Sox, and they
split a series at Fenway, yeah. And one day was a doubleheader because one of the days got rained out.
I used to, that's where I started my broadcast career, was in Boston. And so I would, and the radio station I worked for carried the Red Sox. So I would get to go to the game, but I had to carry a pager. And if they went into rain delay, they put me on the air. So luckily the studio was right at Fenway. But so I would know just before the pager went off that, oops, go in. But and the green wall is really something. You can, but learning, watching baseball games, I'd actually been to baseball games in Denver. When before the Rockies were there, the Yankees had their farm team in Denver. But so I'd been to, in fact, one of Twilight doubleheaders with my dad. I think it's one of the few times that my dad took me places. I think before my brothers were old enough to go to places, so he would take me to baseball games. So I grew up liking baseball. And then when I moved to New York, I'd been a Red Sox fan. That was where I went, gone to spring training with the Red Sox and my interview with Ted Williams is at Cooperstown and stuff. But my first night on the air, I think in New York, I said something about the Red Sox. You could hear these steps running down the hall, saying, not anymore, kid. You are now officially a Yankees fan. Yeah. Okay, conversion. I think the station I worked for in New York actually carried the Yankees, and so having their newest talent talk about the Red Sox was not going to work.
You probably couldn't even talk about the Mets at that point if the station.
You talked about the Yankees. Well, I thought the Mets were great, but I've always been more a Yankee fan than a Mets fan. But I, basically for years used to go to opening day, and then I covered baseball and football in San Francisco as well. So, and one of the nice things about being in talk radio is that basically in the old days, is that so much so anymore, but in the old days, talk stations were the ones who carried all the sports events. Now it gets a little bit more complicated than that. But at any rate, it's National Best Friends Day. And I think did we talk about friends? We talked about characteristic of a best friend, I think. And I think Manny, did I ask you or was it Trevor about best friends? And he said, well, am I allowed to have more than one best friend?
That was me.
Yeah, technically. Technically, no, but I let you do it.
Yeah.
So I know I'm really tough. And today is National Upsy Daisy Day, which sounds to me both nauseating and stupid all at the same time. I mean, what is it? Remember when you threw your kids up in the air and said "upsy daisy"? Do they have a definition of what "upsy daisy" is?
I vaguely remember it. I mean, I'd seen it,
I would like to see the people who got behind. We need to have an upsy daisy day.
Right.
I mean, that just seems to me.
Yeah.
A little bit, especially combining it with Best Friends Day. I mean, never mind. All right. In 1783, Laki, a volcano in Iceland, began an eight-month eruption, which killed 9,000 people. It starts a seven-year famine.
Wow.
I mean, how do they know it was this day? See, that's what always amazes me. Not to mention the calendar has changed since then, but nevertheless. All right, in 1789, James Madison introduced 12 proposed amendments to the Constitution. By 1791, 10 of them were ratified by state legislature and became the Bill of Rights. So did you know that, that there were originally 12?
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I wonder what the two were that didn't get ratified. And another is eventually ratified in 1992 to become the 27th Amendment. Let's see if it says what the amendments were. Do you know what the 27th Amendment is? We can check that out.
I feel like I should know.
I know.
Prohibits any law that increases or decreases the salary of members of Congress from taking effect until the start of the next set of terms.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
How self-serving, literally. Oh, please. Let's see. A provision at the end of Article 5, shielding three clauses of the new frame of government from being amended. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1, concerning the migration and importation of slaves, much to our chagrin. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4, concerning Congress's taxing power. And Article 1, Section 3, Clause 1, provide for equal representation of the states in the Senate. These are the only textually entrenched provisions of the Constitution. The shield protecting the first two entrenched clauses was absolute but of limited duration. It was only enforced until 1808. The shield protecting the third entrenched clause, though less absolute, is practically permanent. It will be enforced until there is a unanimous agreement among the states favoring a change. Congress has usually but not always stipulated that an amendment must be ratified by the required number of states within 7 years from the date of its submission in order to become part of the Constitution. So there you go. Let's see if it has 27, we know. First 10 amendments were adopted. See, I want to know what the two were that weren't. Huh. So there we go. Apparently, 11,539 proposals to amend the Constitution have been introduced since 1789. Typically, the House and Senate propose around 200 amendments during each two-year term of Congress. Most never get out of the congressional committees in which they proposed. So there you go. So amendments to the Constitution. We did an interview with somebody a couple of years ago who had he wanted two amendments to the Constitution. And so he went to get them on the ballot. He took them to North Dakota, which has a relatively small electorate, and apparently it has the smallest percentage of votes necessary to have it on the ballot. So they figured it would be a slam dunk-ish. The two amendments were, number one, that before any member of Congress could vote on a law, that they had to have read it. And they had to submit in writing that they had read it under threat of perjury. Number two, wait, it gets worse. Number two, that they had to publish in some public forum within, it was either 2 weeks or 4 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks. It was one or the other. It was either 4 weeks or 2 weeks. I had to make public the contents of the law so that people could have an opinion about it, so they could lobby their congressperson. Neither of them passed. Think about that. Wow. One that says before you vote on something, before you make it a law, you have to have read it. And the second is that we have to know that the public gets to know what you're voting on before you vote on it. Only a month. It was either 2 weeks or 4 weeks. I think it was actually four.
Mm.
And neither of them would pass. That's depressing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would still like to know what the two were that weren't. Apparently one of them is 27th Amendment, which is you can't. But they would never vote for it anyway. They would never vote. They can't raise their salary until the next. Until the next. I mean, think about how depressing that is. That we're talking about 200 years.
Gosh.
And that's the first time that we said you can't raise your own salary during your term. Depressing.
Yeah.
Well, at least it makes us feel like if we sold out, we sold out a long time ago. Right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
I mean, in 1861, Tennessee seceded from the Union. As I said, it's the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. So get yourself to Gettysburg. In 1906, Teddy Roosevelt signed the Antiquities Act, authorizing the president to restrict the use of certain parcels of public land with historical or conservation value. Good for him. Universal Pictures started this day in 1912. More when we return. Give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the way to get in touch. If there's something I can help you with that's on your mind that could use a little bit of perusal. As I mentioned, I'm still trying to figure out what the... We're now only missing one of the 12 amendments that were proposed. We know that the one was the 27th Amendment, which is that Congress can't give itself an increase during the time of their terms. that they can't make either current or retroactive. Took 200 years to get that. But I'd still love to know what the other... Who knew that there were... That the Bill of Rights was originally 12? Gives you something to think about. In 1928, the National Revolutionary Army captured Peking, and they changed their name to Beijing. Do you know what Beijing means? I didn't either.
I did not know this.
Northern capital.
Yeah. Huh.
See, folks, we're going to make you really good at Trivial Pursuit. In 1929, Margaret Bonfield was appointed Minister of Labor. She's the first woman appointed to the Cabinet of the United Kingdom. Milton Berle hosts the debut of the Texas Star Theater in 1948. Geez, hard to believe that. In 1949, George Orwell's 1984 was published. Wow. So that would have been 35 years in advance. And a lot of his stuff, his Big Brother stuff, is sort of terrifyingly accurate. If you haven't read 1984, you should read it. Because now it seems kind of quaint. But he wrote it in 1949. This is kind of depressing, and it took this long. In 1953... the Supreme Court ruled that restaurants in Washington, D.C. cannot refuse to serve black patrons. That's depressing, don't you think? I mean, that's only 62 years ago.
Wow.
It gets worse. On this date, Robert Kennedy's funeral took place at St. Patrick's. In 1984, homosexuality was declared legal. Or declared legal in Australian state of New South Wales. Well, that's, you know, I mean, that's... Farther along than many, and you don't necessarily think of Australia as being at the forefront of social change.
Right.
There you go. In 1992, the first World Ocean Day is celebrated, coinciding with the Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Hmm. And in 2004, the first Venus transit in modern history takes place, the previous one being in 1882. So there you go.
Hmm.
All righty. All right, so we talked about the Tonys, and I said the only the supporting actor was the guy who won for The Audience, playing Harold Wilson. As he pointed out, most Americans didn't even know who Harold Wilson was, which I think is a mild exaggeration. I think most people knew who he was. Now, supposedly gas prices that we expected were going to drop haven't, but they're saying it may soon. I don't know. Do we believe anybody about these things anymore? I don't know.
No, it's all foreign language to me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a car?
I do, yeah.
So, well, gas prices aren't as high as they've been, but they certainly are. They were expected to drop, and now they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the diabetes-free world in the next 50 years. I think that's absolutely going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they can do, you know, genetic reprogramming. I just read a really scary book about genetic reprogramming. But I suppose that any medical, any scientific breakthrough, especially in the field of medicine, always seems scary when it starts, and then we take it for granted. Pluto is now more in the news because they're talking about Pluto time with a new tool. They say that Pluto is 5 billion kilometers away from us, 5 billion. Now you can experience a Pluto day on Earth thanks to a new NASA tool. You can check out the tool at a link. You can take a photo during your Pluto time, preferably with a local landmark, and share it on social media with hashtag Pluto time. It's always Pluto time somewhere, and NASA wants to see your view using a new interactive widget that provides the approximate time based on your location. The tool also allows you to set reminders for upcoming Pluto times. That's kind of cool. Even though it's been declassified as a planet, for just a moment during dawn and dusk each day, the illumination on the Earth matches that of high noon on Pluto. Scientists call this Pluto time. If you go outside at this time on a clear day, the world around you will be as dim as the surface of Pluto. NASA will highlight some of the most interesting shots from around the world and combine your photos into a mosaic image of Pluto and its moons to be unveiled in August. That'd be kind of fun. Are you going to do that? How much of an astronomy buff are you?
A little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, I might check that out.
It's built around the New Horizons spacecraft historic flyby of Pluto and its moons, which will happen in mid-July. Following more than a 9-year journey, I'm not going to Pluto. New Horizons probe will pass approximately 12,500 kilometers above Pluto's surface, reaching its closest approach on July 14th. July 14th, Bastille Day? I think so. The New Horizons mission is the first in NASA's New Frontiers program and the first mission to Kuiper Belt, a gigantic zone of icy bodies and small planets orbiting beyond Neptune. It'll zip through the system at more than 50,000 kilometers an hour with the most powerful suite of science instruments ever sent on a first recon mission. There you go.
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
and have your picture part of the mosaic. They're always showing, where was that? Oh, during the Tonys last night, I was watching all these fantastic photographs that were taken with your iPhone. Mine always look a little blurry, I don't know. I have to figure out how to do this, because, as I mentioned last week, I'm going to Israel as the guest of the Prime Minister next week. So I thought I would keep in touch by sending pictures, excuse me, on my... on my Twitter account. All I have to do is figure out exactly how to do that. But Manny is going to give me a tutorial. So I'll keep in touch with you guys. And we'll be recording things that we'll play when I get back. They're now saying that, they've been talking about this for a very long time as well, that they're now going to put a device on your car that says that you won't be able to start the car if you've had too much to drink. They're talking with Ford, GM, and Volkswagen developing an alcohol detection system. I think most of them you have to breathe into them. A steering wheel mounted breathalyzer, yeah, and an engine start button that detects blood alcohol level by an infrared light. Because the whole thing about the breathalyzers, you have to breathe into it. So if you've had too much to drink, what's the likelihood of you doing that? I don't think it's very high. Both will operate as passive systems detecting alcohol level as the driver breathes normally. Aha, they've outsmarted us. Normally presses a button or holds the wheel. If the system detects the driver's over the limit, it'll refuse to start the car. Or, in my particular case, the battery is dead. Education, awareness, and enforcement have succeeded in dramatically reducing drunk driving fatalities, but the advance in technology brings enormous potential to save even more lives. They're saying that basically 50,000 people every year die from drunk, die on the highways. They're saying at least 10,000 deaths on the road every year. So saving 10,000 lives would be a particularly cool thing. There you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I so respect your take on things, so thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm a single mom. I have a 17-year-old daughter. I'm a professional, hardworking woman who nobody helps me with my life but me. And my daughter's 17. We moved when she was 12 to a bigger space, which was desperately needed. We changed schools. And I also changed jobs where I'm not home a lot anymore. So for the first 12 years of her life, I was there a lot because my work was close to home.
How long have you been?
Now I'm not.
Were you ever married?
Yes.
And
her father is there.
When did you divorce?
When she was two.
Okay, so that's not the issue. Have you gotten re-involved with anybody? Have you gotten involved with anybody?
Yes, but we haven't been together for several years.
Were you involved and around your daughter?
Yes, and if I had been listening to you at the time, I would have known not to have him cohabitate with us.
All right, so when did that happen?
10 years ago.
So
and
when
he
she
didn't
would...
exactly cohabitate. We didn't live together, but he was a very strong part.
For how long?
Actually, it must have been longer than that. So it was probably from the time she was about 5 till she was 11.
Well, that's a long time. Did she still see him?
No. So now she's 17, and she owned up to the fact through therapy. She's been in therapy, and she owned up to the fact that she was binging and purging. We immediately tried to get her psychiatric help as per the instructions of the therapist. So in the meantime, all she wants to do is fight. Fight. And I would like some tools from you, if you can, to help me get through this terrible period that I know is going to pass.
Okay, do you have more than one child?
No.
When's the last time the two of you can remember being, that you can remember her being happy with you?
Maybe it happens once every 6 months. It's just gotten worse and worse.
Alice, first of all, what was your relationship like with your mom at the same age?
At about 17, I started getting involved with drugs, and I was extremely self-centered. Yes.
Okay, so it's not like we have a huge DNA leap here, right? That, I mean, this is sort of the age that this happens. And in some ways, it's interesting that you got involved with drugs, which is a way of shutting out reality. One of the understandings, the best explanation that I've ever come across, or my understanding of anorexia, is somebody who feels so sensitized to the outside world that they feel that they have no barrier against it. So that if they their sense of identity is so fragile that they feel that they would take in everybody else's feelings, everybody else's emotions, everybody else's ego, and they would disappear. And so that metaphorically they acted out by taking in stuff to keep them alive, and getting rid of it. And that seemed to me to make a whole lot of sense on some kind of psychological level. And here you're a single parent, clearly a strong woman who's got her own life. And it seems to me that we also need to remember that at about 11 or 12, which is certainly a fragile age for any person, but certainly a little girl, the two major things happened in your daughter's life. That she lost the man that she probably viewed as at least a surrogate father, because the two of you broke up, and she to a certain extent lost her mother, because her mother started going to work at just about the same time, same place in time and place. And at the same, and she may also felt that she lost her innocence in some kind of metaphorical way, in that usually around 11 or 12 is when girls begin to mature sexually, that they begin to have periods and breasts and pubic hair. So a lot happened just at the same time in her life, which is neither here nor there, and then it can't be undone, but it can be understood as somebody who at a very fragile time in her life had some serious loss going on. Again, it's not a matter of shaking finger or laying blame, but just understanding what's going on and what may contribute a bit to her fragility. But having said that, let's see what we can do about teaching you different techniques of dealing with this kid, who sounds like she wasn't terribly different from her mom at about the same age. She just chose a different way of doing her acting out. And again, acting out is basically having an external behavior that does not reflect anything except an internal environment that isn't evident. So if somebody hits somebody who just hit them, that's not acting out. That's just responding. And everybody, we may not like it, but it's not acting out. Feeling we're fragile and we can't deal with the outside world, taking drugs is acting out. Cutting, so that we're dealing with an internal sense of pain by using external pain, is acting out. Anorexia is acting out. But so the idea is that there's a difference between acting and acting out. Acting presumably has an obvious link that everybody can notice between the behavior, between cause and effect. With acting out, we're missing that link. There's an intervening variable that we don't quite understand. In this particular case, a fragile ego, or a sense of depression, or a sense of loss, or a sense of nobody loves me, or a sense of somebody's got to pay attention to me. It's why a classic example of acting out is kleptomania, of people stealing things that they have enough money in their pocketbook to pay for and they don't really want. So it's a disconnect between what is obvious cause and effect, because we're missing what the internal trigger is. So what is an example of the latest unpleasantness between the two of you?
Right. Well, most recently, she seems to be taking over the house in her messy form. So, you know, usually, you know how kids are. Her bedroom is like a tornado hit it. But now she's moving into other areas of the house, slowly taking over the whole house.
So give me an example of something. What did she put where and when? What was your response?
Her computer is on the lower level of the house, away from her bedroom. And I've also taken the television away. We haven't had television for a year because her grades were so bad. So now she's been watching television, you know, on the computer. And now she set up a cot kind of situation in the office space where the computer is. She started to make that her own living space. And
did she sleep there?
Slept there last night.
And what was the explanation?
There was no explanation.
And what was your response?
Well, the tact that I have started to take is really just try to ignore her, because otherwise we get into a fight.
Well, so, but what's your argument about her moving a cot into the office?
She has a bedroom of her own.
So what?
And she should use her bedroom.
Why?
Because I don't want her messing up the whole house. She's already got her bedroom.
Well, do you use the office as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Alice, this seems to me something a little different than what you think it is. It seems to me a power struggle between two strong women. And she feels that she can't get what she wants from you, so she will do something that she knows will irritate you. She has a perfectly good bedroom, and so she'll say, okay, Mom knows my bedroom's here, so what I'll do is encroach literally on her space, and I will make it mine. How does she do in school?
She does well in the subject she enjoys. She does poorly.
What does she want for herself?
She has goals. She wants to, without identifying her, I don't want to identify her on the, but she does have goals. Yeah.
What does she want?
She wants to be a fashion designer.
Does she plan to go to college?
She does plan on going to college.
Okay. Alice, listen, you're going to have, this is going to be much more about you than your daughter, and which you may have suspected when you called. The more you try and clamp down on her, the more anorexic she'll become, the messier she'll become. What she's saying is, where am I in all this? And I'm not suggesting that you become a doormat, and I think ignoring her is not the right tactic either, because she feels she doesn't exist with you. She feels everything is about you. And so when you ignore her, she feels, again, that she doesn't exist. So I think you're probably better off, believe it or not, to fight with her than to ignore her from both of your points of view. But you don't have to fight with her. What you can do is take a deep breath, you know, count to 10, and say, look, if the deal is, explain to me why you'd rather be, not yelling, but just being curious rather than furious is going to be your mantra, of tell me why you'd rather be on a cot in the office in your bedroom. I mean, she'll either have a reason, or what we can kind of understand pretty quickly is this is just a way of making you nuts. If it's a way of making you nuts, you can choose not to be nuts about this. And you can say, okay, I'll tell you what, if you're not wanting your bedroom, how about if I move my computer into your bedroom, and that way you can have the space and I'll have that. I mean, instead of treating her like a nincompoop, you're going to have to begin treating her more as a next-door neighbor, which will take some of the anger about it, but you wouldn't ignore your next-door neighbor, very likely. What you do is negotiate with them, and when you couldn't negotiate anymore, you're not going to smack them, or you're just going to, you know, go to a neutral corner until you can get control of yourself and then go back, because it's your next-door neighbor. You got to deal with them because they live next door to you. And I think that your kid sounds to me both fragile and really manipulative all at the same time, which, are, again, is not particularly... My guess is that there's some resonance with you, that you felt the same thing at 17, that on the one hand, you're a pretty tough cookie. On the other hand, there was a fragility. And, I mean, to a certain extent, everybody is at 17. But see if you can see yourself and your daughter and not hate that part. And the deal might be, for example, if you don't need that office space, to say, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You can be wherever you want to be as long as you pick up your clothes. That you can have, you choose one room that's yours to be messy in. And as far as I'm concerned, you can roam wherever you want, but you can't mess it up because it's shared. And
if you know that. We've been through this negotiation.
Well, but Alice, you may have to renegotiate. The idea that your daughter feels that you make the rules and she has only the choice to adhere to them or break them. That's dangerous, because she's not going to adhere to them. She's 17, which means she's going to break them, which means you're then mad at her. So the things have to be negotiated rather than set down. But try being curious, legitimately. Gee, tell me why you're doing that. Not, what could you possibly be thinking? That's furious. Curious is, gee, I don't get this. Can you explain this to me? Without sounding hostile. And see how it works over the weekend. Call me on Monday.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities.
Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that. Folks, let me just mention two things that just occurred to my little head. Number one is I don't mind you sending me complaints saying that I really blew something. But if you're going to send me a complaint saying I really blew it, you have to tell me what I blew and what you would suggest differently. Okay? Don't just send me one saying I think you're an idiot, which are quite charming, but it's not very helpful to me. And presumably your impulse into telling me that I really blew something is to for me to correct it. So tell me what I, from your point of view, what I did that offended you and what you would do differently, right? That's number one. Number two, which has nothing to do with number one, but they both just occurred to me, was did you know that the predictions when there's a Triple Crown winner is that the stock market will tank? Did you see that? Which is a little alarming. The idea was, there have been 10 times where the Triple Crown, there's been a Triple Crown winner, and in all but one cases, the stock market has gone down by about 9%, which is a lot for the year. And in years where there is no Triple Crown winner, then the stock market tends to go up by a bit. So there you go. I think 7% or something. So we'll just see if we can't be one of the years. The country's in relatively good shape economically, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. This has actually not exactly to do with the economy, per se, I suppose secondarily. So I've been reading a bunch of stuff recently that says that that we're worrying about the wrong stuff, that we're worrying about global warming, which certainly is an issue. We're worrying about running out of water and running out of food and whatever, but the real issue underlying those is overpopulation. As I said before, I think from the dawn of man till about, I think, 1826 or something, took us that amount of time to get to a billion people on the face of the earth. From, I think, 1826 until 1926, which is 100 years, we got to 2 billion, which is doubled in 100 years after, from whenever we start counting time. So thousands of years to get to a billion, 100 years to get to 2 billion. It was 4 billion, I think, by the 70s, which means another 50 years. And now we're approaching, we're in the, so from what did we just say, from the 1970s. So we're now talking about less than another 50 years, and we're probably going to do, we're approaching 7 billion at this moment. So, I mean, the idea is that it's a geometric progression, and that Malthus, who was the one who talked about these kinds of things, the difference between geometric progression and arithmetic progression, said essentially that. Said that you're going to run out of everything, that there are just too many people on the planet. So, and that's that reading more and more about that. But, so there's a story that came out today, which I guess I feel better about it. It says Germany's birth rate is the lowest in Europe and falling fast. After generous parental allowances failed to reverse the trend, experts call for a different approach. Basically, the German economy is strong. Its cities are regularly cited among the best in the world to live in, but it's shrinking. They said it has the lowest birth rate, just 1.36 children per woman, and one of the lowest in the world. Fewer babies were born in Germany last year than at any time in its history. A total of 663,000 children were born, 15,000 fewer than 2010. And in stark contrast, in 1964, when German births east and west peaked at just under 1.4 million. So it's down by 50%, more than 50%, almost 60% since then. The rate for younger women is particularly... in particular fell last year, although it increased for those from their mid-30s to 40s. Well, that's happening every place, as women are just waiting longer to have babies. Demographics and family policy experts are divided. What they generally agree on is that Germany's demographic future looks gloomy, with many more Germans dying than being born for 40 years. The obvious results will be a shrinking workforce, lower growth, and struggle to pay for a rapidly aging population. Britain's population is forecast to exceed that of Germany by 2040. A 39-year-old new mother from Munich, whose experience goes some way to explaining the trend, said, "I had hoped to have children earlier, but I didn't finish my studies until I was 30. And then I felt I needed to get some work experience under my belt before I went off on maternity leave. When I did then have the right partner, it took a long time for us to get pregnant," which is a very common phenomenon, especially in sort of first-world countries. They said that the government has thrown so much money that there's parental allowance has cost over, it's 16.1 billion pounds, euros, 20 billion euros since it was introduced 5 years ago. Under the scheme, considered one of the most generous family policies in Europe, parents can receive up to 65% of their salary, capped at 1,800 euros per month over a period of up to 14 months. So I guess it's to have children. I guess it's to have children, as opposed to India, which pays people not to have kids. Every child over the age of one, a child care place is going to be guaranteed starting next year. But apparently that's not helping a lot. Social scientists want a far broader approach that views the family as a whole and tries to create stronger links between the workplace and family. Parents complain of a lack of access to child care. Most schools finish earlier than elsewhere in Europe, sometimes as early as 11 o'clock in the morning. Yikes. Making it harder for women in particular to combine work and family. Mothers are still referred to as Rabenmutter or even Raven mothers. All right, so what Germany needs and what France and Scandinavia have is agreement between the workplace and the family that would make the two much more compatible. He said Germany's generous welfare system needed to be much simpler. So they're saying that the reason the birth rate is falling is women are having children later and there's no place to park them during the day. So the problem is that you've got this huge discrepancy, which is common in very many facets of our lives, about the haves and the have-nots. And Germany, I think, in most cases, would be considered a have, that they have a stable economy, they have a stable workforce, they have high standard of living, and they're having fewer children. But in places where none of that is true, that the birth rate is rising. So you're getting that huge discrepancy between people who can easily take care of a child, having fewer and fewer children, and situations in which people can't really take good care of a child, including not having access to birth control or health care in general or sanitation, having more and more. So it's creating certainly an unstable kind of environment. But it's really interesting that on the one hand you hear about overpopulation, which, as I said, what I've been reading about and really scaring the living daylights out of me, to be quite honest, and then Germany having this huge problem with underpopulation. Maybe we need to treat the world as one big place as opposed to various little pockets of wealth or poverty. Not anytime soon, huh? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.